today for your presence in this house. Hallelujah, God. We pray for those that have come here who in special need, having special need. Lord, touch them, Jesus, throughout this service in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He is a beautiful Savior. I'm glad I found this way. Hallelujah. The church has done me well. Praise God. Everything I am today, I owe to the church. I am standing in a place that I'm not supposed to stand. A young man from the Muslim family. My sister is here. She's the baby in the family. Hallelujah. And she knows that we should not be where we are today. But I read in the Bible when God took David from zero to a hero. He will have no use in the back country. But God found him. I want to tell you here today, no matter what your situation is, God knows your address. He can find you. Hallelujah. He knows your address. 2 Timothy 4, 6 to 8. 2 Timothy 4, 6 to 8. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there lay up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me at that day, and not for me only, but unto all them also that love his appearance. You may have your seat. About 3 months ago, well, sitting at most of all immigrants do, trying to review the news from our home countries. And a new flash came on about Nigeria. Well, 100 girls, young girls, were picked up from their school just one evening. And as a parent, you can almost feel what would be going through your heart if this were to happen to one of yours. I know that during graduation season, a lot of things happen. And I think that Jordan may have heard me more this time than ever before. Because wherever he wanted to go, I said, no. Not graduation season. And if you went out, I said, you make sure you tell me when, because after 11 o'clock, even at work, I'm going to find you. I want you to be home. So I can imagine what went through the minds of those parents when their girls were picked up. After a few weeks, as the story goes, about 100 other girls were released and brought back home. All but one. A young girl, 15 years old. After the captors have already told them, if you will convert to be a Muslim, we'll let you go. And the girl said, no, we are Christians. You know, Nigeria is one of the largest Christian nations. And the captor said, well, if you do not agree to become a Muslim, you are going to stay here and you will be tortured. After many days, the girl decided, okay, We just pretend that we are Muslims, and then when we go back home, go back to being Christians. And all of them did, and all of them but one were released. The one was a 15-year-old girl who, according to the news, when all the girls converted and they came to her and she said, I am a Christian. That one came over CNN. I am a Christian and I will not, under any circumstances, become a Muslim. The other girls called her aside and pleaded with her, if you get out of this situation, we can always go back to become Christian. She said, no. I am not going to deny the fact that I am a Christian. And in this dire situation, unpleasant as it seems right now, I know what's going to happen to me. Go and tell mom, go and tell dad, but I am not leaving. I came here as a Christian, I will leave here as a Christian. I will be tortured, but I am not going to deny. They didn't know that all the girls left, but that one girl, 15 years old. Folks, I want to tell you here that whenever there was a time that the Christian church should stand for the faith, it is now. The church is doing wonders throughout the world. Maybe it's possible to just look at yourself and you say, well, just us. No, it is not just us. This gospel is working throughout the world. Men are being converted. Souls are being saved. Healing is taking place. Hallelujah. And they have been all over the world. Praise God. And we just need to believe that the God we serve is able. Hallelujah. Today, if you follow news in Africa, every time you turn on the radio, you know something bad is happening somewhere. And of course, that is true in many places. But also I'm here to tell you tonight one other news that you do not hear. Did you know that 20% of all the Christians in the world live in West Africa alone? And they're tortured in West Africa. And nothing else, the Sahara Desert is expanding 50 miles every year. But nearly 20% of all Christians in the world live in that trouble zone. Souls are being saved. Another thing that you do not hear is that missionaries have done such a marvelous work in Africa. There are many places you used to hear about witchcraft, about what we call juju, the medicine man. Many of those cultures, Sally tells me, had just slowly vanished away. Because of the gospel. Things that used to happen in Africa, that you had to turn your head and say, that is so bad, because of the gospel. It is different now. Hallelujah. I want to tell you that it is not only here, but there are many places in the world, as difficult as it is, that people are standing up for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I am here to urge you tonight to stand up for the faith. Because when it comes to the end, you can say, I have fought. I fought. Hallelujah. Now we're not beating against the air, but I fought a good fight. And this good fight was a fight for faith. I kept the faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go tell mommy. Go tell daddy. Go tell my friends at school. I am being left behind. I can feel what will happen to me, but despite of what will happen, I cannot deny the faith. I will be a Christian. Hallelujah. Young people, I want to tell you here today, I know some of you have given your heart to God, and you are not too young to stand up for God. I am old enough to know that I have seen many scenes when young people have been driven out of their homes. Where I'm coming from, they take their bundles, they take one little bit of thing they have, and mommy said, get out of this house because you turn to be a Christian. They walk away, but not living the faith. Hallelujah. We understand. And the apostle said, when you read what he had written, that being a Christian is a warfare. Let not anyone tell you that God has given you special promises, that when you become a Christian, everything will be okay. That is not true. We know our God is able. Whether he chooses to do it or not, that is a responsibility. And many times he has chosen to heal. Many times he has chosen to raise the dead. I know what the power of God is, and there are people here, thank God, to witness. I witnesses for what I have experienced in God. I know what wickedness is. I know what witchcraft is. I have dealt with those things. I have seen the power of Satan. I have been in church services when demonic power was so strong, you can feel it. Hallelujah. I have been in service when demonic power was so strong, the preacher had to tell all the children and people who are not prayed up to get out of the church. Hallelujah. And yet I have been in churches when the power of God is so strong, you can almost float in the air. Our God is able. Hallelujah. And because of the wonderful gospel, there are people who are standing up. I'm not giving it up. Hallelujah. The church has done me well. Hallelujah. I am not giving it up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is the faith. Hallelujah. Many of us here raised from United Pentecostal Mission Schools. Our own mother, and that one thing, you have to go to Africa, you have to get accustomed to, because most older women are just called mothers. Okay. And I know I had to change quickly when I came here because people don't like you calling them mother when you're not your mom here. They tell you that, why are you calling me mom? I'm not your mom. But we remember instant when we sat in a thunderstorm, and we have had a situation in the town when witch doctors have said that they were going to throw a spear. Of course, we know we don't take those things for common because we know they are real. The problem what many Christians have is they don't think that Satan is real. They don't think that devil is real, but the devil is real. And between him and the church, there is no demilitarized zone. If you become a Christian, you better put on the whole armor. Now pass your armor. And I remember that day we sat down in the dorm when it started to rain instantly. And she was struck with a lightning instantly. And she died. I live on a mission. I don't know, Brother Joe, maybe 2-3 days walk away from the nearest hospital. So when you have a broken leg, just see what will happen to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But so whenever anything happens to us, we pray. We do not know about hospital, we just pray. Anything that happens to you, you pray. And I can tell you, God heals every time. He heals every time. Hallelujah. He heals every time. And I remember when you said to have a bell that it would ring or a whistle when something needed to be done. The blew the whistle will go and mother is laying there and she's dead. And Brother Copper's old missionary said, I want every boy, I want every girl to come when you pray until she rises up again. No doubt. No room for doubt. No, they're not DMZ. Hallelujah. We pray that day. God raised her from the dead. Hallelujah. We pray. I have seen that. I know our God is able. And cancer is no match for our God. Hallelujah. Trouble relationship is no match for our God. Hallelujah. Faith. Faith in God. Be willing to stand no matter what. Mother Goose, if you don't believe that, maybe you can read the book, I Surrender All. She wrote that book after God raised her from the dead. I Surrender All. I have come here today to get a mandate to Christians. We need to stand up and stand up for God. Hallelujah. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Hallelujah. The only solid ground is what you are sitting on today. The only solid ground is the church of the living God. The only dependable faith today is the church. Hallelujah. It's the church. Your job will fail you. Your parents can fail you. Your mother can fail you. Your education can fail you. Your government can fail you. But Jesus never fails. He never fails. Hallelujah. He never fails. He never fails. Where he promises you. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you here tonight that nobody is so far gone that God cannot reach you because you are never, ever out of reach. Never. That's the God I serve. He knew all along that Judas was a murderer. He knew all along that Judas was a thief. And yet he was part of a ministerial team, Brother Shindo. Can you imagine? He was part of Jesus' ministerial team, knowing all along, I have a thief on this team. I have a murderer on this team. But you know, when it comes to God, everybody has an equal chance. There's no excuse. There's no excuse. You can't say they threw me out before I was fully ready. Judah had a chance. And I believe with all my heart. I love it as Jesus is. If Judah had not hung himself, I believe that Jesus would have still forgiven him. Yeah. Hallelujah. I have just said none of us are so far gone that we're out of reach. We can stand up and fight. Stand up and fight. As an old African, I know what it means to fight. Because in Africa, we have people who are bullies, all kind of people that will torture and harass you. They want to fight you and tease you. The difference I see with Africans and here is that we fight back. Joe, we fight back. If we can fight you, we always find a brother, it's easier to find a brother and an uncle in Africa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I don't know anybody who ever committed suicide because somebody was teasing him. Because if I can't get you, my brother will get you. And sometimes out of the blue, they just show up. That's my brother. What are you doing with him? You just draw back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Folks, we are serving a God that we can trust. He has never lost a battle. But some of you are facing satanic forces. The devil is beating at you at every hand. Maybe the devil is not after you. Maybe it is a case of David. You know when David stood and he had to face and fight the bear. You remember when David stood and he had to stand and fight the lion all alone. Oh no, the devil. The devil knows, folks, the lion and the bear were not after David. They were after the sheep. The lion was not after David. But they were after his sheep. Something you have is precious to you, and the devil wants it too. Hallelujah. But like David, David put down everything. I am going to fight for my family. I am going to fight for my church. I will fight for my pastor. I'm going to fight. Hallelujah. You are not going to take it from me. Oh, hallelujah. The devil. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let you take my life. Oh, hallelujah. And David sprung to action. No, the lion was not after him. But the other something that was just as precious to David. Whatever made David to think that you could fight a lion? But the devil, you can't mess with the things that God has ordained to come to pass. Hallelujah! 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 It does not matter what the devil says here today. He is a liar. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. He has done it for people. He has still doing it for people around the world. There are people who are laying down their life for this gospel. I just got a news from home the other day. I was asking a brother who just visited Liberia about one young man then, now he's an older man, but staying on a mission. I can remember when town people would come, and I don't know what happened, but he was captured by a shindel and tied to a tree. And this tree had rare ends at a base. Because he was preaching this gospel, he had gone on a gospel trip, quite a gospel trip in those days. And they tied him to the base of that tree. And again, I'm saying these things here today. There are people here to witness to that. And Mike Murphy was tied to that tree with those rare ends. While Mother Groose, negotiating with the town people to turn him loose. When finally, the day came, they went to that little town, to that tree. Mike was still standing and sitting in that the very spot where they have tied him without one end biting him. Not one rare end biting him. Hallelujah. You talk about a Daniel experience in the lion's den? Have you ever been bitten by rare ends? Hallelujah. But the Lord intervened every time. Hallelujah. And I am here to tell you today that we serve a God who is alive. We are serving a God who cares. He loves you. Hallelujah. He has done me well. Hallelujah. 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 Fight for the faith. He's not going to leave you alone. And as we come to the close of the message here today, I know there are some of you wondering, is this God real? I come every day, they talk about healing, and I'm sick. I don't receive healing. My marriage is in trouble, and I pray. It looks like nothing seems to happen. But I want to tell you here today, we are serving a prayer answering God. And as I told our church this morning, God has a plan for your life. I don't know why it is, but God had a strange way of fulfilling his plan. Hallelujah. He told Elijah, I want you to go to the wilderness by the brook. And while you are sitting by the brook, after 3.5 years of drought, the brook ran dry. There's no water. And you would think a mighty and powerful God like our God will just send down rain and create a new river. But you send him to where we call Sodom and Gomorrah. Go there. There is a lily. One lily is there. She's going to help you. The lily was a widow. This is not a rich widow. There was a poor widow. God, you took me from the dry brook, sent me nowhere but the Sodom and Gomorrah. Hallelujah. Then go to the house of a widow, a poor widow. But God was about to do something. God had not forgotten Elijah. Glory to God. Again, that his plan is not our plan. His way is not our way. He has a way that he manifests himself. Hallelujah. Amen. You know the story. And he gathered a woman, is picking up sticks. He said, what are you doing? I'm picking up sticks. He said, oh, okay. Whatever you do, stop. I want you to go and cook me something. I'm very hungry. The woman said, I am picking up sticks. I had a little bit of flour, and that is my last meal on this earth. My son and I would eat and die. He said, forget about our death. Just go bake me the first bread. Give it to me. This guy was very pushy. I'm telling you, can you imagine a visitor appearing in your house and just say, why were you doing stuff? I'm too hungry. And the Bible says, she said, okay. She went and baked the bread and gave it to Elijah. And the Bible says, from that day, the woman never, there is no story to say that the barrel was filled with flour. No. But every time she went back to that barrel, there were always flour there enough. Hallelujah. Every time she returned, there were not enough to overflow, but that flower never finished. Hallelujah. Every time she went back to the barrel, I preached this morning, living from the bottom of the barrel. Every day she went back there, there were enough flour for her and her children. Hallelujah. 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 But that was not all today. Her son died. God now going to get his own glory too. Through the bad situation, God has worked it out. Hallelujah. He's going to get glory too. The son is dead. And the woman is telling to Elijah, you just brought the disaster on my house. Elijah went and prayed for the baby. God raised the baby up. Hallelujah. Our God is able. And whatever plan God has for your life, let it happen. It may not be easy. It will be difficult. It will be test and trial. But the God we serve is able. But we have to fight for the faith. Stand and fight for the faith. Don't get gave into Satan. No one here is small or too big to face him. Because the devil does not care what he does to you. He'll go and destroy you, to destroy your family, to destroy relationships. That is what he specializes in. But equally so, our God is able. Are you going to stand here today? Everybody standing around the house. As you stand tonight, I don't know what it is that the devil is tempting you about. Every time he comes about and says, I dare you. You can't. I'm going to take away this. This Nigerian girl, 15 years old, in the hand of rebels. No, I'm 15 years old. And I know exactly what will happen to me. But taking my body is not my soul. Go tell mommy. Go tell daddy. I may not come home, But I am not going to deny the faith. Hallelujah. I'm not going to deny. For I want to tell you today in closing, no matter what the situation, Pastor, you can come on. No matter what the situation is tonight, you better make sure that your faith holds. Because if everything else breaks down, solid faith will lead you to your destiny. Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know if you can feel it or not, but there is a deep move of the Holy Ghost right here. God's not finished in this place. Jesus told Simon Peter, Satan has desired to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you. He didn't pray for deliverance, but he said, I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. What Jesus was telling him is it doesn't matter what Satan wants to do as long as you have your faith. Amen. Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Amen. I want you to know that there's healing in this place right now. There's deliverance in this house right now. Amen. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And we have heard a word from God tonight. Hallelujah. There is faith in this. So whatever you need right now, in the next few moments, I want you to come and get it. I want you to come and get it. The meal has already been prepared. You might as well come get it. Amen. Let your faith bring you forward. Let your faith cry out. Let your faith ask for the impossible. Hallelujah. Oh, let your faith ask for the impossible right now. There is nothing that he cannot do. I said there is nothing that he cannot do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, let's give it to him right now. Bring your situation. Bring your situation. The devil would love to have your faith, but he can't have it tonight. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we magnify you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for that word of God. Oh, the word is rich and powerful. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, the enemy can't have your faith today. Oh, yes, hallelujah. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, I don't know, 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 I don't